Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The United States of America is as divided as it has not been, I would say, since the Civil War. Not even during the time of the Korean War and Vietnam War. And of course, we have political candidates who are telling us that if they would be in power, that all would change. And the United States of America would be united again. Now, we all are laughing at that concept, I believe, because we cannot expect that to happen, no matter who the next president is going to be. But I'd like to address an issue which is important for all of us in the Church of God and beyond. Why would we vote for any of those candidates? I'd like to pick two just as an example. And the one, of course, has positions I do agree with, and he has other positions I do not agree with. And those which I don't agree with, I just want to mention a few, is his concept. Let's start with chain migration. He wants to prohibit chain migration, which means that if you have a person who is legally in the United States, a United States citizen, cannot apply for his parents or for his children to come over here to stay with him or her. That's what he wants to do away with, this concept. But at the same time, the parents of his wife came to the United States under that concept. And then he's talking about weaponizing teachers, giving teachers weapons, guns. So the idea is like they are going to be able then to defend their children when a guy comes in, an idiot, trying to shoot all of those people. Now, first of all, let me say that Jesus Christ says, if you take the sword, you will perish by the sword. That's something mankind hasn't learned yet. The whole idea is ridiculous because unless he has a loaded gun right there on his desk, if a guy comes in, start shooting, by the time this teacher then picks up his gun, he's already dead. So then you have another ridiculous concept, and that is a concept of the death penalty for drug dealers, any drug dealers for whatever drugs which are being sold. Now, the funny thing is that he pardoned a person who was in jail for up to 20 years who had sold marijuana. And then when he was asked recently in a show, well, you know, under this new concept, you could not have pardoned her. She would be dead. She would have gotten the death penalty. And he was trying to somehow wriggle himself out of it. And he said, yeah, but it wasn't the law then, but it's the law now, or would be. And so she would not sell any more drugs because of that. And I thought that was a completely naive and unrealistic idea. Of course, he is also opposed to abortion, but he's allowing for exceptions. Now, if abortion is wrong, if abortion is sin, if it is against God's will, if it is murder in the eyes of God, there shouldn't be, there cannot be any exceptions. And of course, then he imposed during the coronavirus concept, and also prior to that, a travel ban for Muslims, and then later a travel ban for Europeans. So European tourists couldn't come to the United States, and even his successor then upheld that travel ban for a long, long time, even beyond what most countries had done. So as I said, there are enough positions which would prevent me from voting for this person. But talking about the flip side of the coin, looking at the chaos at the southern border under the watch of the current president, leading to the fact that INS officials have to be busy dealing with this chaos over there and don't seem to have time to deal with legitimate legal applications for visas, green cards, citizenships, and so on. He also is opposing the concept that God says, if you lie with a man as another man, it's an abomination. Now, he is looking at the LGBTQ plus community and is saying, oh, this is reflecting the spirit of America. Well, it does not reflect the spirit of God. Of course, during the corona crisis, he, as already mentioned, had restrictions far beyond what many felt was reasonable. He had lockdowns, he had mandates for vaccines, at least in certain areas, mandates for masks, even wearing masks by young children in schools. Now, the other person I talked about earlier also pushed for vaccines, untested vaccines, I might add. He didn't propose mandates, but it was kind of close. Now, this other candidate now I'm talking about, he was talking about a war against the unvaccinated, and the unvaccinated were responsible for the death of many, many people. And of course, then you have the weaponized, as some call it, Justice Department and the FBI, where you find that those who belong to the inner circle or have the same kind of ideology, they are being given a sweetheart deal. They may get a slap on the wrist for criminal conduct, whereas other criminal conduct is not even pursued. Some say it is suppressed. But then you have the others who are being prosecuted in a very vigorous and zealous way. You have those who actually commit crimes by placing buildings on fire, and they are not being prosecuted. And then you have those who are in jail without bail for many months, if not years, without a trial. So looking at all these situations, and did I also mention that the current president is a good Catholic, so he is called somebody who is a confessing and practicing Catholic, and he stands up for abortion for any and no reason up to a certain time, and maybe even including those babies shortly before birth, being in total contradiction to the teaching of his own church. But more importantly, he's also contradicting very clearly what God says, or let's put it differently, he is not willing to follow God's directive. So again, if I were to ask to create a list of projects, of ideas, of concepts, which the president, the current president, is supporting and endorsing, that would be, for me, a very short list insofar as supporting those concepts. Now, the other list for the other candidate might be longer, but there is still evil involved. And God tells us we should not have any communion with evil. Righteousness should not have any communion with unrighteousness. He says, what does light have to do with darkness? Christ said he came to call us out of this world, to become separate and different, sanctified beings. God says, come out of her. He says, don't even touch anything which is evil, and you will be my sons and my daughters. Now, today people are seeing that something is wrong with our system, and so they are looking for a candidate who could perhaps change all of that. And they are saying, oh, we are needing another John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy, very famously, stopped the nuclear war, which could have been a nuclear war between Russia and the United States, when he picked up the phone and talked to the Russian leader who was about to station nuclear weapons in Cuba. And so they apparently agreed that America would withdraw their nuclear weapons from Turkey, and then Russia would not install those nuclear weapons in Cuba. And that is apparently how that potential war was ended. But you see, that war might have been ended, or it might have been prevented from being fought, but wars were still ongoing after that. Because you see, man is unable, totally and completely unable, to bring peace to this world. The way of peace they do not know, Paul is saying. And so The time will come, however, in the future, when men will realize that no war will bring peace. And so they will take their weapons, their spears, their swords, and change it into tools of agriculture. But that is in the future. That's not now. Right now we have a system which is built on compromise. You always hear it all the time. Or we have created a bipartisan deal, whatever the bipartisan deal might have been. And it was reached because some person compromised and then some other person compromised. So what happened to the conviction of these people? One time a minister told me, when I told him that you have to stand up for the truth without compromise, without looking at consequences, the answer was, oh no, you always have to look at consequences. Yeah, I said, but if you do that, then you bury your conviction, then you are not standing up for what you believe in. And that is what compromise is all about. Let me just say, God is not compromising one iota when it comes to his conviction, what he believes. And the good news is, my friends, that Christ comes back. Jesus Christ will come back. He promised this time and again. He will come back to this earth to establish the government, the kingdom of God on this earth. And when that occurs, and I would dare to say it's going to occur in the not-too-distant future, then all these concepts which I've talked about, which I have problems with, all these positions, will be things of the past. They will not be established and enforced on this earth. No, God will judge righteously. Jesus Christ will judge with equity. He is not a respecter of persons treating one better or worse than the other. And so, your role in all of this is extremely important. Your role today is not to go out and to vote for a political candidate because you think that person will make this world or this country somewhat better. It's an illusion, but it's not your responsibility anyhow. We are called ambassadors for Christ, ambassadors for a better kingdom, a better country. Our citizenship right now is in heaven, but Christ will come back to this earth, and you can have a part in the rule and the government of God here on earth under Jesus Christ. Now that's something you should prepare for. That is something you should get familiar with. What is your role? What is your potential? Why did God create you? And why is he opening your eyes now to certain truth which most people do not understand? We have prepared a free booklet, God is Our Destiny. It's a provocative title, but it shows you what your destiny is and what it has to do with God. And the fact that you are going to be a member of the family of God, a true son, a true daughter of God the Father in the future, to help Jesus Christ, to be under Jesus Christ, to rule this world with equity, with fairness, and with righteousness. So please ask for a free copy of this important booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.